To manage a project effectively, you need a systematic approach. Therefore, each project will have four stages. Stage one is definition. Stage two is planning. Stage three is implementation. And stage four is closure. If you were to attend a project management course, you would spend a lot of time looking at these stages. However, on this podcast, I'll give you a brief overview of each stage. First of all, definition. This is where you confirm the objectives and end deliverables and confirm the approach and any constraints. At this stage, you will also identify any risks to the project. Confirming the end deliverables is key, as this will drive the project activities. Stage two is planning. This is where you plan what needs to be done and when in order to deliver to the defined project. You should include all of your team in this process, as even the most junior member of staff may have something valuable to contribute, but it will also enable them to see the process that goes on to get to the final plan and for them to understand the project in more detail. The planning process involves brainstorming the project activities and allocating them to a work stream. A work stream represents one of the end deliverables. These need to be organised along a timeline so that you know what activities to complete and when. Then you should identify any critical events. These are events that, if not completed on time, will throw the whole project off timescale. They're the showstoppers. Critical events may also kickstart other activities. For example, receipt of planning permission will kickstart any building work. Once you've identified the critical events, you'll need to think about repositioning the other activities along the timeline to fit in with these. Finally, you should think about effort and duration. Effort means man hours, and duration means time taken to complete a task. For example, to secure finance may take 3 months duration, but just 2 weeks of man hours in effort. During planning, we need to consider both, because duration will drive the timeline and effort will drive the budget. You should consider this for all activities and then use this information to make a start on your budget. Once your initial budget is drawn up, check, does it contain contingencies? Is it pessimistic enough? Generally, things always take longer than we expect, so it's always best to add some contingency time to your budget. This completes the planning stage, although we will come back to it again later. Additionally, this should be reviewed and updated throughout the project as things move on and change. You need to capture the plan on paper or IT. For one-off project work, you can do this using Excel or a similar spreadsheet package. If you're going to work on a lot of projects, it might be worth looking at various project planning software, such as Microsoft Project. The third stage is implementation. During this stage, as project manager, you will monitor and control the ongoing activities and stakeholders. As project manager, you must review the progress of the project at regular intervals, for example, daily or weekly. This should include how well the team are working together. This is likely to lead you to come across a number of issues. As project manager, you need to deal with any issues which arise. An issue could turn out to be a new risk. Risks were first identified at the definition stage. To clarify, a risk is any potential event which may adversely affect the successful achievement of the project's objectives. So here is the approach. First, identify the risk and log it. Next, evaluate the risk. How likely is it to happen? And what would the impact be? Then, identify any critical points affected. Finally, take action to contain and monitor the risks. For example, if there is a risk that key staff will not join the relocation, assess how likely this is. And what impact would it have? This could affect the deadline, So action is needed now to talk to the relevant staff, perhaps offer them incentives to relocate, and if necessary, start recruiting for replacement staff and training them now. What if the issue is not a new risk, but is a change request? For example, a change in the timetable frequently occurs in business, even on smaller projects. The most common change is scope creep. This is where the change request is a change to the project definition as agreed and budgeted for, but is seemingly minor, so we just agree to do it. This leads to a breach in time, cost, and/or quality, and exposes us to the most risk, because we're doing something we're not contracted to do. We must not accept the change without first understanding it, why it's been requested, and exploring alternatives. If accepted, the changes must be contracted and paid for. Therefore, when we encounter issues, they may just be that, or they may be new risks or change requests. As project manager, you need to capture, log, and deal with these to ensure the success of the project. Monitoring and control activities is not just about issues, but as project manager, you also need to monitor the stakeholders, time, costs, quality, progress, and team performance. Remember the six lookings. So how can we monitor these? Well, we could hold regular meetings, send emails, make phone calls with the team, boss, or client. It's key for the project manager to review progress at regular intervals, including the cost to date versus the plan. Implementation should be a no surprises environment, so big issues should not arise for the first time at the weekly catch-up meeting. As you can see from all of this, project management takes time. Therefore, you need to think about your role as project manager at the planning stage. Once all of the monitoring and control activities are planned, they become a separate work stream for the project, so should be added to the plan. Consider the impact of your time carrying out these monitoring and control activities on the budget. Then prepare a revised budget to reflect the impact of the project management workstream. I suspect the impact of this will be quite significant for a lot of projects. This is a valid workstream and is absolutely essential to the success of the project and is therefore a real cost, so must be included in your budget at planning. Project management takes time and costs money. If you show this in your plan, then you're more likely to get paid for it. This brings us to the end of the implementation stage. The last stage is closure. At this stage, you hand over or bring the project to a close, evaluate performance, debrief, and capture any learning. Remember, a project is temporary, so it must come to an end. Ensure the client agrees the project is complete and check if they need any ongoing support or handholding. This would be the subject of a new contract and an additional cost. If planning is an investment in the current project, so closure is an investment in the ongoing business and client relationship. A good close is likely to lead to future projects. People always remember their last encounter. Have you ever heard the expression, actors are only as good as their last role? And for all the work done in this, your boss, the partner, and client will only remember the close. Remember to include closure activities and meetings at the planning stage. So plan how to hand over and close and ensure there's enough time in the budget for this. This concludes the four stages of a project. Remember, these are definition, planning, implementation and closure, and you should go through all of these stages for a successful project.